T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. We're going to bring on University of Miami Athletic Director Blake James. Blake, good morning. How are you, man?
Good morning, Zach. How are you doing?
Pretty good, pretty good. Listen, we're bringing you on to talk. I wanted to talk about the ACC Network with you also, but I just got a couple texts in here, and I wanted to get the information from you about certain cable services down here that don't have it. How do they go about it? And I know that because it's going to be a huge thing happening in the beginning of football season. So what do we do to start that up or everything? Like, how do we get that going down here with Xfinity or Comcast? That's what people are texting in.
Yeah, and that's what people need to do is they need to call whoever their provider is. So I'm with AT&T UVerse. Obviously, they're in the market. They don't have it. So people with AT&T UVerse, people with Comcast, whatever their provider is, they can go to getaccn.com and see if there's some that do have it. I mean, DirecTV does have it. Fios has it. Google, Hulu. You know, Zach, there's so many out there anymore. Yep. It's probably hard to cover them all, but they can just go on there and I'll tell them if they has it or not. But I do know both Comcast and AT&T UVerse, who I think are pretty big players in South Florida, at this point don't have it. With two of our first three football games on the network, I need to make sure I have it at my house so when I get home after the game I can watch it again and relive all the moments.
I know the commissioner talked about this a couple years ago, Blake, and finally getting it done here the next couple of months. What will it mean for the University of Miami just having the ACC ESPN network?
It's going to mean a number of things, Joe. I think, you know, one of the things, and really the most important, is just broader coverage of all our programs. You know, some of our football and men's basketball programs, which, you know, I know a lot of the listeners, you know, probably focus most of their time on, do get great coverage right now through our partnership with ESPN. But what the network will do is really give the ACC and a lot of our other programs, you know, really great coverage, whether that's, you know, from soccer, volleyball, you know, track, you know, a lot of the women's sports that maybe don't get the coverage that we'd like them to ideally get in the perfect world. This is an opportunity for us to really have the ACC showcased and really get a lot more opportunities for coverage for some of our, you know, women's sports programs and programs that don't get as much television coverage in the normal setup. With that said, as you know, I said earlier, two of our first three football games and our home opener for basketball are all going to be on the ACC network.
Blake James, UM Athletic Director, joining us right now on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. All right, so like you said, it's going to benefit a lot of the smaller sports or the sports that not basketball and football at all these schools. That's got to be exciting for everyone in the ACC, right? Because there is now going to be a specific platform for that, for the conference. Because like Joe said, I remember being out at the ACC Media Days a couple of years back when it was being talked about. I think at that point, Big Ten just got theirs, and it was the big thing they were talking about at their Media Days. This has got to be something in not just your eyes as the AD, but everyone in the ACC as not just making more money, but great for all the smaller sports at your school.
Yeah, I get it. It's great for all the smaller sports. And at the same time, I think the other piece of it is as well is you mentioned the Big Ten network, and I think everyone's aware of the SEC network. You know, both those conferences are competition for us. And, you know, being candid, these are opportunities to increase revenue, and as we're all competing to be the very best and provide our students with the best resources and best experiences, it costs money, and this is another way, you know, fans can help out. You know, we ask them to buy tickets, we ask them to donate to projects, and that works for most, and we need that, and for some it doesn't, but everyone can call their cable subscriber and or provider and really demand that they get the ACC network, and from a financial side, it'll be a real win for us and help us level the playing field a little bit as well. So, you know, really, it's a win all around for ACC schools. So, the Florida State fans in the market or any other ACC school, is something that all of us, any of the athletic directors, I think, from the conference you had on, would really emphasize the importance of this to their institution for the broader coverage and obviously the financial upside that it'll create for all of us in that need to compete against the Big Ten and SEC.
Blake, let's get into some good juicy stuff. What a turnaround from the way the football season ended. Mark Richt decides he's done coaching, and all of a sudden there was turmoil. What the hell are they doing? What's going on? To where it is right now with Manny Diaz. You got to tell us a little bit about whatever you can, going from things looking like they're about ready to crash and the way the season ended, and then all of a sudden Manny comes in, you got recruiting going again, you guys hit this transfer portal like a rock star. What has that been like, going from what looked to be a complete downer, terrible time to lose a coach, to all of a sudden you get Manny Diaz back after a quick stay in Temple?
Again, Joe, you've been coming as long as I don't know if there's a great time to lose a coach. Obviously, December 30th, it throws you a pretty big curveball. I had the blessing, though, in that I really got to interview Manny for 3 years and watch him operate. And I think you guys are around the programs enough to know the way Mark had it set up was he really focused his efforts on the offense. And so in a lot of ways, you know, Manny was the head coach of the defense. And so I got to watch him in action with half the team and see the success that half of the team was having. And so when that conversation with Mark and I ended on that Sunday morning and he let me know, you know, his decision, my thought right away went to seeing if Manny was still in town and if I had to get him back to Philadelphia. And fortunately, he was still in town. And to your point, you know, we're, I guess, just a little over 5 months and recognize we haven't played a game yet. But when you look at what Manny communicated that needed to happen for us to be competing for ACC and ultimately national championships, the little pieces of the puzzle that need to happen along the way to getting to playing on August 24th and beyond, those are all things that are happening within the program. And you see that energy. You touched on it in recruiting, but just the way the guys operate day to day, right now in the strength and conditioning area, and Coach David Feely's doing a great job in that area. So just I'm excited about it. I know the fans are excited and, looking forward to not only battling the Gators on August 24th, but just the entire season and just watching the passion and energy that I know this Hurricane football team is going to bring to every single thing they do, whether that's practice in competing or competing on game day.
What do you think? What's your take on the growing transfer portal that has become very popular thanks to Manny Diaz? And by the way, the great neutralizer when you lose a high school recruits is jumping into that thing. What'd you think?
Well, I think in today's day and age, we're seeing more and more kids not necessarily want to stay with the program that they started with. And I think the media has done a great job of communicating how easy it is for coaches to leave from one school and go to another. And I think this was the continued involvement of what it means to be a collegiate athlete. And they have the ability now to go in and transfer to any school they want, where in the past, they would have to come and get permission from us, and we'd be able to block certain schools. We had a well-documented one last year, Evan Sheriff, the quarterback, who came in and said he wanted to told me he wanted to transfer to LSU, and I just didn't think that was fair to the other 114 guys after spring ball and everything was happening, that we were going to have a guy that was going to transfer to the team we're opening the season against. But again, the experience of being a college student athlete, I think, continues to evolve. It continues to get better. And this was a freedom that was communicated that the kids wanted. And so it's part of what we're going to be going forward. And obviously, in this case, I think Manny did a great job in filling some needs that we had. And we'll look forward to having those kids be a part of the program, just like we do the kids coming right out of high school.
Blake, the world has changed in the last 20 years with social media and everything, and how certain coaches are on it, and what Manny has done in that staff on social media. Even Coach Larrañaga, when I see him put out the little dancing video that he does on there, it's amazing how these coaches have adapted to this. But you got to be pretty happy with the way these guys are handling social media and doing social media and really winning social media in the last 12 months or so.
Well, it's a reality of recruiting and where they need to be from today's kids. When you look at I have one who's in high school and one who's a freshman in college, and they live on their phones and on social media. And it's important for our coaches to have the messaging that we want out there from whatever program it is to those kids, so they can see the University of Miami and have the University of Miami in front of them. And you know, to your point, I think Manny's been a real master of it. And I know that's something that's always been important to Jim and really to a lot of our coaches. Again, obviously, Jim and Manny are the two that get the biggest followings. But that's a reality of the world that we live in today. That's where kids are at. And if you're going to be recruiting them, you better be a player there. You're not going to be getting many of the kids you want coming your way.
Blake, we were just talking football and basketball, the only sports that make money. Is that correct at the university?
Well, I think make money is a tricky one. Obviously, we have a few that generate money. I think, you know, to your point, yeah. When we look at where do we make money? When you bring in the NCAA basketball tournament and all the money that's made off that, and ACC revenue and television revenue and all that, yeah, football, men's basketball would be the two that would be money makers for us as a program. Obviously, we generate money through baseball and through women's basketball, but the costs associated with it, don't add up the way that they, you know, were able to really generate money through men's basketball and football.
You know what? I have to go back to the social media question for a second. So I got to give credit to Katie Meyer too. She does an unbelievable job on social media with that women's basketball team, and I feel almost bad not even mentioning her in that because she does as good as a job
her
as
basketball
anybody.
Team. Yep. She's doing a great job. You got them all rolling. By the way, the new baseball coach just did a great job. Katie is unbelievable.
Yep.
No, I get it. And I think you touched on Gino DeMaro, your baseball coach, and obviously you talk about Katie. And I'd say I'm blessed in that we just have a great group of coaches. I mean, you had we had a national champion in women's tennis a couple weeks ago, and our coach there, Paige Urshak, too, has done a great job with our women's tennis program. Obviously, to have Stella win the national championship, it'll be three Saturdays ago this coming Saturday. It was special. And Amy Deem is our final program going. And, you know, you look at the success that she's had. We have about a dozen kids out in Austin, Texas, getting ready to compete for the NCAA track and field championships. And just on down the list, guys, I'm blessed with great leaders and great people who ultimately are great coaches. And that's why I'm excited about the future of our program.
Blake, through the years, we've talked so much around the good and the bad about the president of the university with sports. And again, you know, everybody's got their own opinion on Don and everybody else. How's the new president been with you as far as love for sports and everything and letting you get things done and as a sports fan or not a sports fan? I don't know. Been good so far?
Yeah, again, Dr. Frank has been a great supporter. Again, use the Manny, you know, Joe, use the Manny situation as a perfect example. I was on the phone with Dr. Frank and, you know, with the board leadership that I needed to be on throughout that day on Sunday. And for us to be able to take a situation Sunday morning that we weren't sure what we were going to do, that by the time we went to bed on Sunday night, we had a new coach signed in place. I think right there, that can show everyone the understanding and the support that I'm able to get from the president. Now, is President Frank someone who's going to be breaking down offenses or defenses, those types of things? No, that's not who he is.
That's good. We got enough people doing that. Like, we don't need that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you guys, from day one, he has told me that he recognizes how important the success of our athletic program is to his job and success of our university, and has been nothing but supportive of me and the things that we need to do to continue to move this athletic program forward and to grow it and ultimately do what I know our listeners want is bring national championships and winning back to the South Florida market.
Blake, just between me and you, do you ever have a crazier 12-hour kind of time span than that time when Mark Richt told you he's going to retire to Manny Diaz being hired? Ever been a crazier 12 hours in your life?
No, that's got to be all time.
I can't think of one right now that, again, you go from what that situation was that morning to when I put my head down on my pillow that night. That was, quite a whirlwind of a day and one that I'll never forget. And just blessed that we were able to connect with Manny and really get him back in place in that window.
All right, so now we're getting this ACC network. Now we just got to be able to all see it in Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County. And we got it licked if we can do that.
GetACCN.com is the website. GetACCN.com. If you don't have it, if you're Xfinity or one of the other companies that doesn't have it, just so you can make sure you try to get the ACC network before football and everything starts with that. Blake, we appreciate your time today. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Blake.
Hey guys. Great. Hey, Zach, one more idea I thought you might want to help me push. Joe is so big on recruiting. You know what the new Carol Sofer indoor facility? We got this new recruiting area. Don't you think it would be great if we had the Joe Rose recruiting area? I can get my Hurricane Club guys to call him and get that gift in place, and we'll all have the Joe Rose recruiting area at the Carol Sofer indoor facility.
Blake, another genius idea by you.
That's
I'm
a great,
in.
But now
I'm
listen,
all in.
You know that thing called secondary violation?
Yeah, we got to be careful. Where's compliance?
I go a little over the top.
I think that was Don Bailey came up with that great idea to have the Joe Rose recruiting area. So I want to give full credit to Don Bailey in this quest to get Joe Rose's name on that recruiting room there at the Carol Sofer facility.
That's a pretty good idea. By the way, Blake, how's that carpet in the new office? Good? Everything? He took care of you, Don?
Yeah, he took care of him.
Don did a great job coming through. Now we just got to get Joe there.
All right. We're on that. We're on that night now, Blake. I like the idea. We're going to make that happen. As long as there's a little gray area near it that we got to worry about. And compliance is always there with
Joe. We'll put some gray carpet down.
Gray carpet and compliance with Joe Rose.
That's good.
Blake, have a great day. Thanks, man. Blake.
You guys, thanks a lot. Take care.
All right, that was Blake James, UM Athletic Director. There you go. Part of the new indoor facility.
Yeah.
I could see what there's gray carpet, a couple nice leather couches, a big TV.
When I get done with that thing, they're going to go, it's called the oh crap.
Yeah.
What has he done now? Joe, you can't do that.
Yeah.
I didn't go to school there. I can do whatever the hell I want.
Right. Right.
Say whatever you want, just like fans.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
Don't forget to join our own Channing Crowder and 560 WQAM at Twin Peaks in Pembroke Pines this Friday from 8 to 11 p.m. for a basketball finals watch party. Hang with Channing and watch Game 4. Enjoy whiskey specials all night. There can be plenty of cool giveaways as well. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, and scenic views. That is this Friday, 8 to 11 p.m. at Twin Peaks in Pembroke Pines.
All right, and Channing will be entertaining today for lunch as well. And before he goes on the show today, in good old Hollywood. So anyway, we got all kinds of stuff. Last night we just watching the highlights. We got to mention this: Marlins won 16-0 on the road over Milwaukee last night. Scored 11 runs in the fifth. They had 19 hits, hit 3 home runs. In the last 3 games, they think it's softball now. They scored 34 runs. Opponent pitching's been really good, only giving up 6. Starting pitching has just been ridiculous. So they're 12-5 in their last 17. I thought for a while ago, all right, some of this is the competition they're playing. It's not very good. They're playing a couple of the teams that have struggled. But all of a sudden, they win 2 out of 3 against San Diego and then go into Milwaukee, who's been playing well. And just pound them last night. Get a laugher. If we had had that 10-run rule, that sucker would have been over about halfway through that game. So Marlins, all of a sudden, starting pitching is just 1-5 has been really solid to really good every night that these guys go. So they're 22-36. They're still, you know, because of the hole they dug, but playing a lot better than I thought they were going to play at any point this year. And I just wanted to mention that. I know we talked about the draft. Hey, by the way, you asked me. It was pretty funny. I don't know if you saw the highlight. Kid from Stanford playing, was on the on-deck circle. And he was just getting ready to go to plate. And they made a pitching change. And during the pitching change, so before the guy was going to face him, the guys came running out and said, hey, man, you just got drafted. So that stuff still goes on.
It's really weird,
right?
It's
just really, really weird because you're playing this game and they're going, by the way, you just got drafted in the 3rd round. So he was jumping up and down. So while the guy's warming up, he's getting hugs from everybody, waves to the family, and you know, everything else, and the announcers come out and say, hey, by the way, he just got drafted.
Yeah, it's a weird situation.
So I guess it still goes on with the games and everything for the Super Regionals coming up here. But I thought it was crazy. I did not. I thought they took care of that and tried to stay away from it. Now, like I told you, I was at the University of Miami for a regional, and I saw it happen while I was there where, like, two guys during the course of the game got drafted. And I was standing up there, and I saw the parents crying, and they were hugging. And I thought, what the hell's going on? And I realized their kid just got drafted. Like, this dream is to get drafted, and it happened, whatever round
third
it was.
Inning.
So we saw it, Zach, and I thought it was done. And then sure enough, they were showing their reaction. The kid was high-fiving, and literally before he went, there were more guys coming out high-fiving, and they went to the plate and grounded out.
Well, what do you expect is going to happen when you have this three-day draft or whatever it is during, like, the season for college baseball? Can't you wait till it ends? Like, a couple more weeks? Like, 2 weeks, three weeks from now?
I guess not, or Major League Baseball just doesn't care.
Like, July 2nd instead of June 2nd, start it, and then you don't have to worry about college baseball.
I don't know why.
It's just a really weird situation.
I don't honestly know why their timing of why they do it. I should ask Blake, and I didn't even think of it, but it is really weird to be sitting next to somebody, like I said, when I was down at the U watching their playoff games going back when we had regionals at home every year and super regionals at home every year. It was crazy just to see all that stuff. So I just had to bring that up because you asked me the other day, and I said, I don't think they have it anymore. And I'm watching. I go, damn, kid from Stanford. It just had it happen for I think he went in the third round and show the family and stuff, and I thought, God, this is
a decent little signing bonus.
This is crazy.
Round.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, hell yeah, man. You go, what'd we see? We saw some kids up at Douglas that Miami had committed to their school, and they ended up turning pro because they got so much money. I think the one kid was a fifth-round pick. Like, fifth-round picks are getting lots of signing
bonus
money.
Right there,
and go,
yeah.
Hey, man. That's too damn much money to turn down. At what point do you go, you know, because you got to pay, by the way, this, you don't get a full scholarship for baseball. They get these half scholarships. So if you go to a private school, sucker's still costing.
Right.
Mom and dad, are you sure you don't want to, you know, unless they're big on the couple years of education and getting drafted higher, let's go ahead and go to college and see if you can't get drafted higher. But now, I think they're picking up $400,000, $500,000, $600,000 in signing
bonus.
If you're
a top third round pick,
nice way to start out of high school.
You get $780,000. The first couple picks in the third round, it goes all the way down to about $540,000 for the last pick in the third round.
I think they can. Somebody told me, I think it was Jim Morris told me, that they can actually pay more. They have a certain amount of money for signing, and if they like somebody, they can actually pay extra if they think that's going to get them because they don't want to lose them.
Sure.
Back
what?
In the draft.
They were going to do it to number one pick in the NFL draft. Kyler Murray was going to get a whole bunch of more money right away.
They were ready to give him more too.
By the way, end of the fourth round when they go on average is $400,000.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money for a signing bonus for a kid who's top 140 pick.
I would tell you this, that if I was playing and my parents' background and hardworking folks, love them. But if they put 400,
how do you say no to that?
I'm ready to jump on the bus. Let's get to work.
Yeah. Right?
All right. I'm putting that. I got that. Even after tax. All right. Let's jump on the bus.
It's crazy.
Right?
It's a lot of money.
If you come from your background, whatever it has to, but that's a lot of damn money.
That could easily change someone's life very quickly.
Never able to put that much away, man. That's big, big
Looks
stuff.
Looks like the Marlins pick at four would get somewhere in the midst of like $6.7 million for a signing bonus. Slot amount.
How about that?
I'm just looking at like they're having the averages.
How about that for game-changing money to get that kind of money up front, put most of that away. And again, they pay you. You're on the cheap in the minor leagues, but if you're a first round pick, they're giving you every opportunity, the benefit of the doubt, to get to the majors as quickly as possible. Mm. Especially if you're in a situation, he had to be jacked up to go to the Marlins. Like, no one.
You have a good chance to play very soon. Hopefully, if you're good,
that might be. Yeah. that might be 2 years or you know, according to how fast he goes through the minor league system. That could be a hell of a deal for him. We had Ryan Fitzpatrick on early this morning. We'll have him on at the end of the show. We're going to have Armando Salguero join us at 9 o'clock. We'll talk to Armando. How crazy is this? So I guess everybody saw this yesterday in the news. I was laughing my ass off last night.
I still am.
So with this whole thing with the cruises going to Cuba, which is we were talking about with Omar.
Yes.
They're done. They've been banned for now because of Venezuelan and Cuba involved with Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
So I just went, wow. So much for those cruises going over for right now.
We literally had a text about 40 minutes ago. It said, hours after Omar expounded on your show about how safer Cuba is than Miami, the U.S. government shuts down all travel to Cuba. Coincidence.
Yeah, but it wasn't. I mean, it wasn't for that reason.
No,
it wasn't like all this. Cuba got dangerous. It just had to do with
in a couple hours.
They're helping. They're helping another country that the United States.
But it is
wants them out of.
Crazy that happened. Yeah,
couldn't make that up either, right?
No,
anything as crazy as that. So we got all kinds of other stuff going on too. That Rashad Jones yesterday spoke to the media for about. Three and a half minutes. We'll have more on that if you missed it and everything else. But things look good if you're wondering what it was like. It had a nice happy ending with Rashad showing up. I think it's good. I don't think it's trade me. Maybe I'm being naive or stupid, but I think it had a nice little happy ending to it. I didn't take it as a negative. Looks like he wants to be here and.
He could have showed up and said, I want to be traded. He could have showed up and said, I don't want to be here. He
I don't think the team's real worried about his $11 million guaranteed
contract. It would realistically take one of these teams that's Super Bowl bound this year or very close to it to lose their starting safety for them to call the Dolphins and eat that much money.
Listen, Rashad's also damaged goods.
Yeah.
As good as
shoulder,
he is.
Shoulder, of course, yeah.
Second time.
Yeah.
Second shoulder. Radio.com.
You can hear every game in the Stanley Cup Finals between the Boston Bruins and St. Louis Blues right here on WQAM. Pregame starts at 7:45 p.m. Broadcasting WQM is sponsored by Gunther Kia. You got to get to Gunther Kia for the summer sticker sales event happening now through July 1st. Hockey on Miami's Hockey Station, AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2 WQAM.
All right, so Duke Johnson wants out of Cleveland. Le'Veon Bell was, by the way, looked great yesterday. Had a lot to say, talked to everybody nationally and locally, everything else. Everybody's worried about his weight. Did you guys see his interviews and how good he looks? He looks.
Yeah.
Whatever the workouts were with Bomarito down here, they were good because he
it
does.
Worked.
And by the way, I think for Bomarito, that's pretty important. If he shows up out of shape, even if like you stop showing up at workouts and you go, people, it's a bad look for Bomarito, right? Because people don't know. So he looked.
Instead, he looks great, and it's a great thing for Pete.
Le'Veon looked really good and was saying all the nice things yesterday about being back. And, of course, all the stuff that he's had to coming back after, again, he missed all the OTAs. He's got the new team, the new offense, a young quarterback, and a coach that may or may not have thought he was making too much money. Here he is.
As you know, there was some talk in recent weeks about how Adam wasn't the biggest fan of signing you. Free agency. What do you make of all that talk, and do you feel it necessary to clear the air with him?
I mean, obviously, we talk. Like, me and Coach Gates talk all the time, you know. So when the reports came out, I was like, I don't even know where the report came from, you know. But like I said, business is business. So even if the report was true, obviously, he don't feel like I'm not a great player. Maybe he just feel like, dang, maybe we could have got more great players. I don't know. But what I'm saying is, me and him, our relationship is great. Like, I talk to him literally every day, you know, especially when I was away. And I'm sending him my workouts, let him know, hey, when I'm running this seam route, this is what I want to do on it. You know, he's giving me input back. So, you know, the reports is the reports. You know, there's a lot of been false reports about me. You know, so I don't really buy into the reports. I talk to him. He tells me what's going on. I talk to him. He talk to me. I tell him what's going on. He tell me what's going on. So communication was there. That's all that matters.
All right. So, and by the way, I do believe that that's one thing Adam was really good about in the offseason when guys weren't around and Amendola and all the rest of those guys always used to talk to Adam. As good as he is at that, he's terrible at turmoil. He's terrible with issues on his own football team. But at the start and getting everybody on the same page and getting everybody fired up with his crazy defensive coordinator and, of course, Gase running around talking trash to everybody, those guys really like that. I think Jets got a good team. I think Jets got a really good team.
They do. I think they have a pretty good team also.
If they play well together, yeah. I think defensively they got two first-round picks on that defensive line. Clean that rookie out of Alabama. Just looked like he's got a chance to be a horse. They got a couple veteran linebackers, and they got maybe the best combination first and second-round picks out of the same draft at safeties at LSU and Florida that are really – really good players. So they got a chance, man. Again, it's still about the Patriots. Always going to be about the Patriots as long as Brady's around. But Jets got a nice little team. Now, Bills feel pretty good about their team, and what they've done. But Le'Veon was great. And most importantly, because Le'Veon's had a weight problem before, my man looked good. He got serious about whatever money he was given when he signed his contract. Because that was one of the things everybody was worried about. He's got a weight problem. He needs to be there. And he goes, no, I'm going to be down in the humidity and heat, down just a couple of miles from Dolphins training camp, doing a little workout, and I'll be ready to go.
I mean, could you imagine having to make that call, though, if you're Gase? When that report comes out, which is probably true, right? They didn't want to pay him all that money. Like, could you imagine having to make that call? And what did he do, lie to him or try to, like, justify? Like, how do you do that?
Well, you know, it's funny. I'm glad
because it's probably true.
No,
right? I'm sure Gase didn't want to pay him that much.
Yes, I think it's true. But I would just say this: the team had a ton of money, ton of money. Why would Adam Gase care? The general manager, and Adam's like, you don't have to pay him that much. We can get him. Like nobody else is offering. I've checked around. We're paying him way too much. Like, hey, nobody wants to pay him. He ain't getting paid except us. We're bidding against ourselves. And then I would just say, like, you're the head coach, man. You don't need to worry. There's nobody on the team that's got a problem with what Le'Veon's making. Because Le'Veon Bell, when he's Le'Veon Bell,
it's worth it.
He's top two running back in the league.
He's worth the money.
So I go back to this, and I guess I don't know Adam well enough on this one, but if Adam was really worried, like, there's no reason. You're the coach. Coaches shouldn't worry about the money. You got other people to worry about the money. If he doesn't work out, it's not going to fall on you. It's going to fall on the GM.
Well, look, he is the GM.
He is right now.
Yeah, that's true. It's a good point.
But all of a sudden, like, Adam, you got enough on your plate, bro. Like, an offense that you haven't had in 3 years? Get that. Like, why are you worried about – I think we all worry about what guys are making. You gave him that much money because you're counting on you're getting a Le'Veon Bell that you got before he sat out a year.
Yep, who had 406 touches, 1,946 yards from scrimmage, and 11 touchdowns.
And doesn't come off the field.
Nope.
Unless you want to give him a break, but I just...
Of all the players, though, he's very sensitive about what he makes, obviously, or he wouldn't have sat out a year.
Well, he never
got... that's not the guy you want to have to call and be like, you know, justify your comments of, we thought we paid you too much.
Well, no. Once that leaks out, knowing how much power Adam has, and they got leaks all over, by the way. I was talking to some guys with the Dolphins. There's leaks all over. If that was a cruise ship, it'd be at the bottom of the Atlantic Ocean. There's so many leaks in New York with the Jets right now.
That's what it is?
Well, because he's got a lot of people that like the GM that are still working in the organization. And if it's up to Adam, he's going to clean house on that thing slowly but surely. Because when he got down here, he was on a mission like, I hate leaks, man. Whatever I'm doing, I don't want anybody to know. So, but I just, why the hell, when you got all this money, why is a head coach worried about how much you're paying a middle linebacker or a running back? You had to pay them because they're two of the top free agents That's what it cost, whether you overpaid a little bit or not to get him. It's past it. He's on your team. So, yeah, he had to call, as Hollywood said, and say, hey, listen, dude, that's all media BS. You know that, man. I'm so – right? You got a semi-lie. What do you think Adam's going to go, I did do that. I thought we overpaid for you.
That would be awesome.
Well, that's why I'm asking, because, like, that's a really bad way to start off your relationship with your new star players.
Welcome
to
sports, bro, and rest of life. You get in a situation, you go, dude, you know this is media-driven or our former GM.
I didn't say that.
Blaming the media again?
Yeah. Right. It's easy.
Like a coach in Cleveland?
Yeah, it's easy to do that.
Whenever anything happens, sports or anything else, even outside of sports, like you guys kind of made that up and it's driven by you guys. No. We're going to be an underdog in every game. That's not driven by us. That's driven by Vegas. You guys are the ones saying we're not going to have a good team. No. They've looked at what we lost, what we have, and that's not us. That's right out of Vegas. You can look yourself. Vegas doesn't like losing money, and this is what? We're going to be an underdog most likely in every game.
Now, those guys are pretty good at what they do.
Yeah, that's why they have all those big buildings.
But you're right, man. I got to use that if I were like, damn media, those guys I work with.
They made that up.
They twisted my words.
Yeah.
Out of context?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
No, my favorite's out of context when someone wrote an autobiography on you. I didn't say that. It's your autobiography. The guy who wrote it.
By the way, that has happened.
T.O. did it in his book.
We guys do both. So I'm like, man, I don't know why he put that in there, man. That's not how I said it. Well, you didn't proofread your own damn book?
Damn media. It's a damn media's fault.
Anyway.
We just make stuff up. Throw it against the wall and see if it sticks.
We make stuff up on this show for sure, but
different story. We're not really media, are we? I mean, we do a radio show.
Omar hit that like he's a journalist and he's going to do his homework on stuff.
There is not one person on this show in these four seats that consider themselves a journalist.
No. I consider myself one.
You are not a journalist.
You sure? You're
far from it.
Do you really?
Absolutely.
Oh.
I don't.
And Biff, put your hand down.
If Omar's a journalist, I'm one as well.
No, but he's...
But just because he writes stuff?
Well, he writes stuff that he sees. He gives his opinion.
And I talk about stuff that I see.
Mm.
And he gets...
Headlines does not make you a journalist.
Yes, it does.
You got
hard-hitting stuff, man.
You got to admit that the writers have more integrity than we do.
I would say most of them.
You're not setting the bar very high.
Yeah, I would say most
integrity.
Of them.
Integrity.
A couple writers I don't think of.
How about if we could find out that, like, sometimes when they say an unnamed source and you found out there was no unnamed source and the guy just made it up.
I think of that all the time.
You don't think that happens?
Of course it does.
A person in the league.
Yeah. A source familiar to the situation.
Every time I hear the writer say that, I always go, man, because I have said to one writer, I don't know if you guys remember, I just called a writer out on his article, and he was salty for a little while. And I was like, I was just familiar with the situation, and I called BS on it. And he was mad. He goes, dude, that's not what we do. Matter of fact, we not just get one source. A lot of times we get two sources.
Or triple sources. Yeah, a lot of
triple sources.
I think that's what you're supposed to do.
I was being serious about two sources. He throws in triple source.
Not sometimes.
You don't have to worry about being a journalist.
I'm not. I'll admit that right here. I might have went to journalism school, but I didn't graduate.
Let's go 9 o'clock hour. Guy that
so an NBA free agency rolls around, we'll just tweet out a couple of things that we think could happen. We'll say a source told us, and if it works, great.
And just
if not,
put,
we'll just delete the tweet.
Put underneath, put bad journalism.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Source, don't trust
a
us.
A source familiar with the situation.
That's my
tells
favorite
us
one to use.
Kyrie
yes.
Irving will be signing with.
Yes. And my source is Stephen A's video.
Well, you know what? My source tells me that Armando Salguero from
journalist.
The Miami Herald
journalist.
Is going to join us. We'll talk to Armando. And by the way, if you're wondering, I'm not even bringing up the whole Cuban thing, trying to get him to go with Omar. I'm not. I'm just warning you right now. I'm not getting involved.
And that's exactly why you're not a true journalist.
Let me take
a true
my,
journalist
let me take my
ask.
Notes for the hold on for the interview. All right, I'm ready now.
Well, let me see. You want to do it, I want to see you do it. I want to have your name on if you're going to do it.
I'm going to ask him if he was upset by the comments.
You want me to do it?
No, you're not a journalist.
I want you guys to do it so whenever something comes out, because I get accused of everything and you don't, ever. So anyway, right now.
It's all about journalism, man. I will ask the question if it needs
journalism.
To be asked.
Every 2 weeks, whose check is bigger?
Radio.com. Radio.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.